Come check out on twitch.tv/lastpodcastnetwork. A week from this Saturday, July 29th, from 10 to 10, we are doing The Grind. Yeah, that's right. It is every person from The Last Podcast Network. We got new shows that are going to be debuting for the Twitch channel, and it's all going to be set to the incredible tunes of our favorite mid-aught show, The Grind. It's going to be sexy and sunny and blubbery. Twitch.tv/lastpodcastnetwork.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes. All right.
We're live, coming to you live from I-5.
It's not live. If you think this is live, you're broken. Maybe it is live. All right, let's pretend
it's
like
live.
It's
live. Look to your left. That's a butt.
You see that butt? That butt is filled with terrorists. Call the police. 911.
Yeah.
We're live, telling you what to do. Oh, you're driving? Yeah. It's not live. I was going to try to do an extended bit, and
nope.
I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what would be good, fun live news, because honestly, most of the live news I'm hearing recently sucks.
Well, it's kind of exciting if you like to watch the world burn from afar.
But the UAP stuff, that's kind of
slogging out. Well, it fell from the sky, but you know what? I think we're in Joe Dirt territory. I'm fairly certain it's just a bunch of human shit.
Have you heard what this new thing? Welcome to Side Stories. You can do the intro thing.
Welcome to Side Stories, Ben, hanging out with Henry.
It's me. It's always been me. I'm never not going to be me, no matter what I do.
You were placed into that skin suit, and you're not allowed to leave that skin suit until you die.
Contractually, I'm allowed to die.
That's correct.
I'm looking forward to it. But this guy...
We have a 10-year rule. It's only been 2 years since the 10-year rule has been put in place.
I got 8 years left.
A minimum.
But the guy, Ross Colehart, who was the investigative reporter, he was the one who first did the long-form interview with David Grush,
yes.
The whistleblower, who's talking about these, 12 various objects that we have somewhere and we don't know what to do with, and we've been hiding them from the U.S. government.
Very specific data.
It is very specific. But Ross Colehart has been saying that there is proof that it will eventually come to light. They've been saying this now for weeks.
This is the equivalent of in news media with politics. The walls are closing in. So this is going to last a long time, Mr. Zabrowski. And if you were looking for answers, my friend, the money is not in the answers. Much like cancer, the money's not in a cure. The money's in treatment.
It is.
And so they just want to give you that slow UFO drip. Sadly enough, maybe on your deathbed, someone will come in and whisper, all of it was a farce.
Fuck!
And then you die.
Yeah. I actually wonder, there's no money in ufology.
But that has changed a little bit.
A little bit. But only to the, top 1%. Of ufologists, Tom DeLonge being one of them, who is a rock star.
To be fair, he is a rock star who likes ufology. He's not a ufologist.
He
bought that house through music.
You know how you know he's not a ufologist? He went back on tour.
The fact that they
allowed him to go back on tour, the fact that he could still mix with the Kardashians next to Travis Barker means that he is not really a ufologist. They would not let him anywhere near them if he had the actual... Do you know what happens? The skin rashes you get.
Well, of course, naturally. I mean, that's an indicator that you're a scientist field that isn't really science.
When we were doing that pilot presentation in Stevensville, Texas, right?
Oh, that was so fun. Remember when that show got picked up and we won an Emmy? That was awesome.
I'm glad it didn't, because then we wouldn't be able to work, and fuck these fucking fat cats. When it comes down to it, we're making our own shit, and I want you to remember that. That's how we're protesting in our own fucking ways. We're making our own shit for our own goddamn selves. Fuck the studios. And they've already been scanning people. They've already been scanning background actors for AI purposes. They've already been done. It's over. It's fucked. But we have to...
I like this. I like this side of you.
We have to roll back.
Good. Aggressive. Also, we have a new guy. Rob is in the booth.
He's an old guy, but he's new to LA. Yeah.
But he didn't realize the pan flutes may have been needed there.
We're not trying to make it a regular bit, because again, I'm trying to move past the medication. And that's one of my medications. Yes. So I'm trying to move past it. I'm just trying to be naturally easy breezy.
Yes, indeed. Cover bore you are. So go on. So there's 12 UAP entities, objects.
But they're saying that there's going to be some proof that is going to come out that is going to edify all this. And the thing that they are saying that is the big proof is that somewhere there is an object in which it was so large that they had to build an entire facility around the object.
So they literally built it. So this is like someone who ate themselves.
It's like they found it literally crashed, something like that. And then like a Disney, like when you go to Disney World or whatever, and they build all those big scapes. They basically did that where they built a lab around it, which does sound interesting.
It does sound interesting.
But I haven't seen anything.
I would say it sounds a little bit stupid. Because it seems like don't move it. We'll build around it. You know what? What do I know? Maybe, I guess so.
I would say
we can move a lot
it.
Of things. You ever see when they do the windmills? Have you ever seen one of those when they're on the trucks?
Yes.
Just how truly huge those are?
Oh, yes.
So how big is this fucking thing?
Who fucking knows? Okay. And that's to say, again, what happens if you lift it? Does it turn on? Who fucking knows? Very scary. So again, we have not gotten any concrete information. I did recently see that on... I was through, again, our most, the guys that are right there, the tip of the spear of UFO news always, 4chan. They showed another leak.
Okay.
The guy coming forward and saying, I just want you guys to know, I am a part of this surgical biological team that worked on these bodies, that worked on some of the bodies that came out of some of these crashes. And we've been invited to go and look at these bodies.
You know what, buddy? I've been rewatching and watching and watching again. Basically, because the chick is a little bit of a cutie patootie. The chick on the plane, yes, maybe she was hammered. Maybe she was just freaking out. But there's something to this woman.
Come out to the valley. If you're here, who is this name of the woman that was on the plane?
She said, that's not a real person. I know that's not a real person.
The man is not a real woman. I want to find out what her name is.
Because she saw something. And again, as we've mentioned, we've talked to the front line of the war against humanoid reptilians, which is your stewardesses and or sky waitresses. I don't know what the term is anymore.
So I typed in the man is not real woman name right into Google.
Yeah, what
the first thing it comes up is understanding non-binary people.
Well, we're talking about reptilians.
But I didn't even mean to get here. I didn't mean to. You're not one of the man is not real woman, right? But I believe in trans.
Yes, of course. We support everybody. Have a good life. Do what you have to do in this goddamn horrible
existence.
What is
the name of that woman from the TikTok video?
She was not talking about someone who was non-binary. She was talking about someone who was made, much like you, Mr. Zabrowski, in a lab.
He might have been. Or she. I think.
Whatever. The person wasn't real.
It does sound like it was really more of a flip out over a lost AirPod.
I don't know, but that footage, I've just been watching it. Also, when you watch it with scary music behind it, because my Instagram feed is just like, boom, boom, boom. And you're like, this is now really fucking terrifying.
Very scary.
And if I was on that plane, I may have just followed her right off of that and gotten hammered at the airport bar. That's where love is made.
Guarantee. If someone walks off a plane, somebody's not real, saying somebody's not real on the plane, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because I'm definitely not going to enjoy my flight from here on out.
Unless, of course, that would make the flight the safest flight ever because how much money does it take in order to make someone who is not real look real?
I don't know. But these objects, right? So if you do believe this whistle, they say whistleblower, but do you have to see the whistle for you to be a whistleblower? Or can you do it from behind the shadows?
Oh, you can do it from behind the shadows, I think. I mean, honestly, if you want to stay alive, you probably should.
You should hide yourself. But this guy came out and he said he was working on these alien entities, and they are all too real. That they are physical creatures that might be built in a sort of two-spec manner. Okay. Imagine a body, a biological body that's more machine than man. And what you do is you comprise
it.
Like Oscar Pistorius.
He killed his girlfriend.
And he was more man than machine because he killed his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But then this guy, right, he says that you build these things. They are built by something. They have they have a little slit of a mouth. They have little ear holes. They have little nose holes. They obviously drink some form of heavily loaded sugary water.
That's just from Men in Black.
It's Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Sugar water.
I do wonder, but then you wonder, what did they know?
This is the fucking problem.
Barry Sonnenfeld.
Did Hollywood create it, or was it created and then Hollywood was told by the entities that know that these creations exist that you should go put this in a movie to normalize it?
Yes.
And this is where the mystery continues to reign supreme.
They've been talking about this for a long fucking time. They also said that the gray that you see on a gray is not, in fact, the skin of it. It's the outer layer of it.
Oh, I really thought you were going to go with my color theory.
No, no, unfortunately, no, no, no,
it's
no.
It's the color that he's not.
No.
Which someone did DM me and say I was half right.
I have definitely had several people, I'm going to go on a limb and say they were intoxicated, send messages talking deeply into the your color theory, their color theory in general. Uh-huh. And I'm bored across the board.
There you go.
I couldn't care.
Well, have fun with it. Why not?
I try not to. But
so anyway,
if you look inside of the alien, when you flip the skin back, it's white. White. Like this white.
It's like Polish? Oh, it's like pinkish white.
Have you seen this white?
Yeah.
This is the whitest part of me.
Dissected a frog in
high
school.
It's so white, it becomes pink and brown.
Well, so what does that even mean then?
I don't know.
So it's the gray itself is actually its clothes.
It's a suit. And then it has lenses. The black doll's eyes. The black eyes that you will commonly equate to a gray.
So goggles.
They're goggles. And that when you pop them off, it looks like elongated human eyes. Like actual human eyes have irises and shit.
Well, that would play into the theory that indeed there were humans from the future.
I wonder. Because they're all saying, like, according to this fake whistleblower, I'm just saying fake to cover me legally.
You're talking about Grush?
No, he's real. The guy that we're talking about this being the surgeon guy was that they are built to be destroyed.
Did at any point he bring in people of the Jewish faith?
No. That's how you know.
At any point did he bring in QAnon?
And I look at the end of the document. I always make sure because it's they save it.
Yes, normally, of course. Because that's the conclusion.
Because that's the idea. Is like you have to have already gone too far.
Right.
And have spent too long on this website.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're reading about the real issue behind the grays. More like the...
Again.
What's a Jewish color? I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just saying the idea of that. Yeah, when you get to the end of it, I saw none of it. I scanned it, though. I made sure.
All right.
But you never know with these people. You never know with these fucking people.
They're already trying to take you out, buddy. As soon as you start talking ufology, you either hurt yourself or get hurt by somebody else.
But what's nice about this, the fake whistleblower on 4chan, is that no one's properly debunked it yet. It's still out there. I guess because the only way you can really debunk it is going, that's fake. Which is like absolutely fair.
I mean, it's 4chan. You're allowed to do that.
But that's what you're doing. You are sort of like, I do understand.
That's not debunking. That's not believing.
It's just not believing.
To debunk, you have to have the science that actually says, no, that wasn't a gray. This is my friend Tony. This is the suit that they dressed him up in.
I'm more of a sooty dark brown.
And then that would be a debunk. If you just said, it's not real, that's not a debunk. No, that's just an opinion.
That is just, you were absolutely correct. And the guy has no proof anyway, because we're all waiting for it.
You know,
everybody's
what?
Just waiting for this goddamn proof.
Well, let's move on from the skies and go to the sea, shall we?
Because we do have some
proof.
We have some fucking proof right now. Are you talking about the guy we just got?
Who?
Long Island serial killer, man.
Oh, no, I was thinking about this story, but let's do that first, and then we can talk about how these people went on a cruise, and then a bunch of whales were killed in front of them.
Oh, yeah, they did not. You imagine?
Look, honey, look at all the whales. Quack, quack, quack. Oh, the joys of the sea.
Mommy, are them whales making juice?
Also,
no, that's blood.
There was an adults-only cruise that I saw advertised, and I was like, no, that looks fun. It's the Virgin Cruise, but I said, there ain't a virgin on that one.
No.
Seriously.
I feel that. Do you really want to go on an erotic cruise?
It's not erotic. It's just adults only.
That means erotic.
It means they have a casino.
I mean, that's cool. Normal cruises don't have casinos?
I don't know, but they really show the casino a lot in this advertisement.
But I wouldn't just go by yourself.
I want my David Crosby. I need my 3 years. So, you know, we have this, and then we'll probably do about 4 or 5 more years of blabbing, staring at each other before we just take a small breather.
I mean, who knows?
You know, who knows?
We might be forced to work for forever.
I need an 18-month David Crosby in the middle of the sea journey.
I feel like that's, to be honest, we send you out with a microphone. That's fucking content.
Sure.
I mean, go out there and we get it from
Marcus. I'll do bathroom checks. Who's in the bathroom
Marcus
today?
Marcus and I will check in with you on the high seas, and you'll be like, saw another goal. And you'll be like, that is what you pay for.
Yes, indeed. And of course, it would be fun. Walk around with your pants off. See if you can't get a seagull to tug on your weenie.
Actually, you wouldn't be a very not happy.
Speaking of tugging, let's do this.
Their gulls and their beaks are just so sharp. You don't want them to touch the tender flesh of your very... It's not a small penis, but it is when it's soft.
It is. I'm not a grower. It'd be
different if it
shower.
Was hard. Like, I think if my penis was hard and a gull attacked it, it would be less. It would hurt less than if it was. Well, I might bleed more, but I think it would hurt less than if my penis was soft. Like, let's say I was, like, for some reason thinking that my penis needed to see sun, like, on a
nude
beach.
Some people do that. They say the vitamin D, ironically enough, is good for the penis.
No, it's not.
That's what people have said.
It's never seen sunlight before.
You don't tan your asshole?
No, I'm not Gwyneth Paltrow.
People do that. I mean,
us. No. No, because you have to have an asshole that's
people
fit
see.
For consumption. Yeah. You have to have an asshole that a crowd would build.
Yeah,
for.
Rub it with ammonia.
Yeah.
Live from your grave.
So anyway, but yes, the Gilgo, is it Gilgo?
Rob, you're from Long Island.
It is
Gilgo Beach.
So
yeah,
the Gilgo.
He can't even escape Long Island, even if he wants to. He's here in Los Angeles, and it's right back here. The Long Island serial killer, formerly known as Lisk, he has been called very often Lisk, Long Island serial killer.
Yeah, I get it.
A suspect.
Sounds like a train line that you take to the bodies.
It does. It was.
Take the Lisk.
A suspect has been identified as a huge-headed man by the name of Rex Huerman. He really does have, he has a Mount Rushmore head. It is very, very big. He's got George Washington's face, but he doesn't have his habits.
No. Well, he actually might.
Benjamin Franklin.
I am interested in this. First of all, I think one of the reasons it took forever, his name is Rex. When you think of a Rex,
he's got things figured out.
I think he's fun. I don't know why. I don't have any friends named Rex. But I feel like Rex is the kind of guy, when you're in high school, you go throw rocks at houses with him.
Oh, yeah. Rex is a fun guy. Rex is a guy who's like, gets all the hot girls.
Yeah. And he's like, Rex, you bastard. You really wrecked your car drinking and driving again.
But then
this guy, he didn't seem to be having any fun at all.
No, he's an asshole. So again, innocent until proven guilty. But they've got a lot of evidence on him already. So he was an architect that lived a fairly high-level life. He was making six figures a year as a big-time architect. They found his house, which was this like little broke-down fucking hovel in the middle of Long Island.
Well, he wasn't a very good architect,
I guess. But he would commute. It was really strange. He would commute. And it was like, and in Long Island, classic witness said, it was weird because he looked like a businessman, but his house is a dump. Right? They were immediately throwing shade.
I do love when, honestly, that actually shows you the good nature of the people of Long Island.
We are because equally, you would say, everybody, I view Queens as an elongated version of Long Island.
It is.
Where it is just the spite and the rage kind of keeps us all together.
Less Italian food, though, in Queens, I believe.
Depends on where you're at.
More Mediterranean.
Well, Queens, depends. That's northern Queens. You got the Greeks, and you got the Turkish. We got more of that. And then even far northern Queens, you got the Korean. You got all the delicious Chinese food up in that area. Up there.
I do miss that good Chinese food.
Yeah, you go up the 7 all the way to the other side. That's where you got that good Asian food. Then you got kind of come down. So down south, you do have the good Italian food, but then also you do have a lot of Caribbean food and South American food. It's an incredibly diverse place, Queens.
Huerman, 59 years old, been charged with murdering 3 women. No word on his diet.
We don't
and
know
he
yet.
Is
no,
also
no, no word on his
strongly
diet.
Suspected in the death of a 4th.
They are pretty certain that he is also involved. So the women that are named right now as that they believe that he is tied to is Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Barthelme, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello. And they're believing that they're going to attach him to somebody else, which was a phone call from a person named Shanann Gilbert. They're all sex workers that they were found through Craigslist, and
this was Craigslist.
They basically have figured out a bunch of different ways to catch him.
Why did I think this happened before Craigslist was even around?
This is 2010. This is all late the first decade of the aughts. So
we're still not talking, because I don't know if people are familiar. There's parts of Long Island littered with bodies, right?
Yes, because of the mob, the mafia, for years they would go and they would go to Long Island Sound. But guess what happened? Fucking gentrification and buying up real estate. So people are buying all these real estate and finding all these dead bodies.
Right.
Of these guys, all these whacked people.
Yep. A lot of cement shoes indeed. And I think they're still looking for Jimmy Hoffa, who was probably just eaten by a bunch of sharks.
He was
something.
Fed to the dogs. That's what a guy in mobster told me when I was a little boy.
I think you would actually, fed to dogs, perhaps.
He was chopped up and fed to dogs.
Pigs are actually the best because those like to oink oink on human flesh.
They really do. But they got him on a bunch of different shit. They got him, they believe, number one, he had over 300 guns attached to him. They licensed him.
That's a lot.
It's
for
a lot.
Long Island, that's difficult to do.
That's almost a gun for each day of the year, which is incredible because that's kind of nice. That's my April 14th gun.
Yeah, you want to have that. And of course, the 9/11 gun.
Which has got an American flag on it.
Oh, it's just something to never forget.
Just the map of Iraq with a target on it.
Totally misplaced. It.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, why are we doing that?
But they traced 7 different burner phones to him that they believe came from, they came from the victim's cell phones that were buried with their bodies.
Interesting.
He also then was finally truly nabbed, and I believe this is another 23andMe nab, where they got his DNA. Because he's been a suspect for a minute based upon his car. His car was seen by witnesses several times in the areas around time that these bodies were discovered.
Okay.
So they had traced it to his car. They finally got back to him. They've been following and dogging this guy for a long time. And they got a DNA sample. They retrieved it from crusts in a pizza box he discarded. And this is another thing. He's from Long Island. He didn't eat his fucking crust.
Well, you want to eat the whole
pizza?
You want to eat the whole thing.
That's how you get caught, motherfucker.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
You eat your fucking crust. What the fuck is wrong with you, you fucking piece of shit?
Well, sometimes
it's the best goddamn pizza in the entire fucking country.
Yes,
outside of, sadly, Danbury, Connecticut.
Okay,
which is God, that's
okay.
Where the fucking good pizza is between Long Island and Staten Island, and you fucking, you piece of shit.
Well,
you might as well just roll it up and eat it like it's a goddamn taquito.
More like pizza shit. Anyway, I do agree with your overall assessment. However, sometimes you do just want that cheesy goodness with the sauce on it.
And then you get an extra thing of marinara.
And then the bread is going to fill the tummy up.
But then you dip the crust in marinara. It should be Italian themed. Like, we should have a fully pizza-based pan flute. Like, something that is a little bit more...
I love this. So what's so interesting about this, a total of 11 bodies, mostly women, were found again in 2010. Now, what's so strange is they reopened the case in January of 2022, which means at some point they just closed it. Now, when you got 11 bodies, why don't you just keep the case open?
Because they don't care about dead sex workers.
Yeah, but it was like, it was only 12 years.
I know, they could have wrapped it up. But then they decided, remember at one point, they didn't know whether or not the Long Island serial killer was even a thing. They thought maybe it was a dumping ground for mafia guys. And then they definitely don't want to get involved because why?
Wow. Also, what is really, I'm a Chevy boy through and through. You know that.
Oh, I do.
I've always been a Chevy guy. I know how to look at them and in overall punch one.
He can identify them by logo alone.
Yeah, just by logo and overall. He had a green Chevy Avalanche, which are not cool.
No.
And very distinctive
Chevy
car.
Avalanche. I feel like that's bad to have a named after a disaster.
Well, you know, it's something.
You
I think
a
it's,
car say,
no, it's saying that you can survive an avalanche with
no,
this
it's
Chevy.
Like, it's asking for an avalanche.
Well, it depends. He's asking. If some God knows that wouldn't be the worst thing to happen to these people.
Wait, talk about, man, I'm Chevy loves that when you look up the Chevrolet Avalanche, the first thing that pops up is how the Gilgo Task Force Scott Rex Howerman, a Chevrolet Avalanche, pizza crust, and dead sex workers.
Jesus like, Christ. Yeah, the sex worker, the human beings should be the list, the top of the list.
Good Lord.
But now, does the Chevy Avalanche have the same notorious infamy as the white Ford Bronco?
I don't know. No. No.
Okay.
The white Ford Bronco stopped television.
It was game six.
It was
the NBA Finals.
Saturday Night Live was playing. The white Bronco is a bit higher on the list.
Speaking of pizzas, pizza sales spiked when everyone said, let's watch OJ run.
But I also love, again, it's Massapequa. So you get all of these guys coming out the fucking woodwork to all give their, because it just sounds like the crowd that built around these cops arresting this guy. So this comes from Etienne de Villiers. We've been here for about 30 years, and the guy's been quiet. He never really bothers anybody, right? We're kind of shocked, to tell you the truth. What if you weren't shocked? What if you're like, yeah, of course that guy kills hookers. That's all he does. Yeah, well, that's my guy Rex. That's what he does. He kills hookers. That's his thing. Me? I like looking for good New Mexican spots.
To be honest with you, I think that's why they closed the case early, because they're like, yeah, that's what whoever does that does.
That's my guy right there. That's what he does. I know him. That's my boy, right? And like I said, we're shocked because this is a very, very quiet neighborhood. Everybody knows
not
each other.
It's Long Island.
No,
it's you guys
Long
are the
Island.
Loudest.
How dare you say it's not a quiet neighborhood?
Oh, my
How
God.
Dare you?
All right. And I thought we're kind of shocked. All right. Because everybody knows each other and all of our neighbors, we're all friendly. It's never been a problem.
This is complete lies.
It's got nothing to do with you because you're just some Long Island family. You're not a pack of sex workers off of Craigslist that he's trying to murder. Yeah, he's not trying to murder you. You know what I mean? You're just his. You're his neighbor. He shouldn't be trying to. He should be appearing normal to you.
I guarantee you, every summer the barbecues. Oh, are we gonna have Rodney over again? Well, he said he wasn't gonna. It's not gonna happen like it was last year.
Hey, he said no more. We said, hey, listen, hey, why instead of you killing these hookers?
Yeah.
Why don't you try to perfect that marinade you made on that salmon? Well, because I gotta say, Rex, if you spend a little bit more time on that instead of all your murdering, I think that you might be able to get a master chef.
You know what, Rex? He probably should have talked to somebody about it.
Yeah, but guess what? Who also, just so you know, because I know you've been concerned about this, I mean, the first thing I thought about this was when I heard it happened in Massapequa. So you know who has a house out there?
Who?
Billy Baldwin.
Billy Baldwin of the Baldwin family.
He's
fame.
Got a house.
Speaking of murderers.
Talk about no class, but Billy Baldwin's out there, right? He's in Massapequa.
Is he the Christian one or the guy?
He's the fat one.
He's
that didn't die.
That didn't die. Okay.
No, I'm thinking of William Penn. Was his name Penn? The fat one, he died.
Okay.
Yeah, Sean Penn's brother.
Sure.
He died.
Didn't know he even had a brother.
Yeah, he was. You'd see his character actor. You'd like him.
I love him.
He's dead now.
Okay.
But Billy Baldwin's still alive. But he came out and he said he went to high school with Rex Heuermann. This is everybody. These guys are coming out the woodwork.
So he's fucking chasing serial killer clout by immediately admitting that he knew him.
He went straight
to it. I'm sorry. If I found out that I went to high school with a serial killer, I'm not going to just immediately be like, I know that guy.
Hey, I woke up this morning. I learned that the Gilgo Beach serial killer suspect was my high school classmate, Rex Heuermann, Billy Baldwin says.
And then you understand, there's even more neighbors chiming in here. Gabriella Labardi, she says, that house sticks out like a sore thumb. There were overgrown shrubs. There was always wood in the front of the house. It was very creepy. I wouldn't send my child there. Why would you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why are you sending your child there?
Well, again, it is Long
Island.
For
what reason? Everybody's so up each other's ass.
Trick or treat.
It was just so weird. He looked like a businessman.
Yeah.
He looked like some kind of business guy. I mean, like, fucking...
Well, interestingly enough, the cops did execute a search warrant over this past weekend. Strangely named Amityville Storage Facility was linked to the big old murders, to the murder suspect, and apparently they are searching for body parts or air quotes trophies for his crimes.
But then when Suffolk County Police Commissioner Rodney Harrison, he says, don't worry. We're making real progress.
Well, there you go.
A cop has been like, don't worry. We are making real progress.
Well, I am worried. I am just slightly worried. But I'm happy they got him.
They got him. I mean, all I know is your donuts are safe. This guy has got a fucking head on him.
He is.
He could wear a pontoon boat for a goddamn hat.
I will say, they keep on saying hulking, and I don't know if he's hulking.
Well,
it is really
nice, because I will say, because we've talked about it in the past, about how we've said, oh, you're too big to be a serial killer, and I've had a lot of people who are using just this guy as an example.
He's
about
6 feet tall, maybe.
I mean,
also,
I feel...
Also, look at he's around a bunch of Italians. They're all super short.
How do you know?
Because look at him.
That could be like Gandalf.
Yeah, that's true.
No, he's a big guy, but then I did pull some video of him doing a little interview. I'm going to cut it up, but I'll play some clips as we get more deep into this because I think they pulled it already, because he's a part of this, like he's an architect, and he's some weird nerdy guy, like this a French guy that was interviewing Rex Heuermann, and it's like his whole thing's like, yeah, you know, hey, you know, buildings, they're meant to stand up. He's like very Long Island.
Yeah.
He's extremely Long Island.
So who's the other Long Island guy? Not the guy
we got
searching
the
R.
Well, we got...
Who's that moron that wrinkles...
Well, the Alcala. Well, not Ronnie Alcala. We have the guys from the Amityville house.
The Amityville
house. The DeFeo family. Ronnie DeFeo.
Yeah, DeFeo. The one fucking guy we covered that was so fucking boring.
Which one?
I don't know. He starts with an R. Ripples? Rikers? Rippleton? Rodney? Rodney, my butt's big. It was,
it's just a moment in your mind.
No, we covered him and we're like, oh, he went and killed somebody. He lived with his mother. Lived with his mom. Killed women.
Joel Rifkin.
Rifkin, thank you.
Wow, I pulled that out.
You got it, buddy. Well, it was pretty great. I gave you a lot of hits.
But it's good. That was a good series. It's like the idea back in the 90s. That was all talking about 90s New York.
90s New York.
And how dangerous it was. You don't even believe. You're walking down that street. You don't want. You got to keep your head on a goddamn swivel. That's New York I grew up in.
I know it was, buddy. You got to keep your head on the swivel. Of course, you were keeping your butt on the swivel, attempting to get molested, and nobody did it.
Wink.
So... what's so strange about this is the first time, evidently, in the 13 years of the on and off again investigation where Rex's name even came up.
Yes.
They weren't fucking close.
They were nowhere. It took a long time because he was just on the only thing I had on him for a long time was circumstantial evidence of his car being in the area of the crime when they found the bodies. So that's all they had.
Right.
So then because I do understand, they want to, it's frustrating to all of us, but they are looking to amass as much evidence as possible so that when they got the guy, they don't have to worry about letting him go.
Also, I'm just going to say this. So first of all, he is 6'6", right? And apparently one of the pimps of one of these gals who they need to treat him better.
Managers,
whatever. Again, you can be an independent lady. You can make that money on your own. Don't give it to the third party.
Don't give it to a third party.
They described him as an ogre.
Yep.
Well, isn't that a little rude? I know he's a killer.
Well, they
didn't know he was a killer.
See, the thing is about Kissel, which I know if you guys don't know, being around Kissel, it's like people do naturally assume that he's extremely dangerous.
They
he has to actually act normal for them to be like, because I also, like, Stevensville, again, to bring that up, about how, like, I remember we went.
That cop God, was
I,
about I was to
so
arrest
chafed.
Me.
I was got so chafed. But I remember that cop being like, big boy, huh? What's he into? What's he gonna do? And then he's been like, nothing. He's just literally, Kissel, look, I mean it, smiling like an angel with a Bud Light, watching the game on television. Standing, not even, like, you weren't thrashing. You were yelling.
Standing.
And he was gonna be like, what's old boy gonna do?
Yep.
No, well, it's just like I think he's gonna catch diabetes 10 years from now.
That's why I get into one verbal confrontation every 2 weeks, and I don't know.
People do come up and they go like, "Yeah, big boy," but it was like the one time it was that one guy that was a part of the Joker's biker gang. We had to laugh. Like, you remember we had to act and laugh at him when he came over. And he kept being like, "You're Thor."
We're
all like, "Yeah, he is." And then look how fucking dumb he looks. Look how stupid he looks.
No, hold on. And whoa, like, I don't. That's not the.
I'm stupid.
That's not the attributes of Thor. He's the god of fucking thunder, and in the last God of War game, you have a great drunken bar scene with him. Anyway, so this guy, evidently, cops also found a bunch of torture porn and women being abused, raped, and even killed. Yeah, so anyway, Sherman, he is. This is the conclusion of a case, but again,
we'll see.
To be honest with you, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of
We got to get him in jail first. We got to get him all the way.
Yep, and at most right now they say he's killed 4, but again, there are 10 bodies.
Oh yes.
So let's not run around with the ticker tack parade yet.
Well, now what they're going to try to do is sweat him out to see if he's going to say that he had some directly result with any of these bodies.
He's closer to having a connection than all of us.
Very much so. He better be.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. Let's talk about this, actually. A cruise line did have to apologize, just briefly.
This is a whole thing I don't fully understand. So they just rolled through a bunch of whales getting slaughtered?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, that water is red with blood.
It's red with blood. So it was in London. A cruise line has apologized to 1,000 passengers because the ship went to port. And apparently this time of year where they were at port, which is the Faroe Islands, gosh, is the time where everybody decides to murder all the whales.
The Faroe Islands has killed more than 500 dolphins since its controversial hunt resumed in May.
Yes, stop killing. Anyway.
It's killing dolphins.
So the thing is.
I don't know. Side stories, LPOTL at gmail.com. I'm sure I'm about to get a litany of super sad emails.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any point.
They allow them. This is some kind of either cultural thing that they allow them to do.
It's cultural, yes, but what's the point? You don't eat the dolphin meat. You don't need the blubber. You can go get a candle nowadays.
I don't really know what it does. I guess it's because it's been there for 1,000 years. 53,000 people on the island, Faroe Islands, right? They said they're explaining the values of the whaling hunt, which is the Faroes have eaten pilot whale meat and blubber since they first settled the islands over a millennia ago.
All right.
Today, as in times past, the whale drive is a community activity open to all, while also well organized on a community level and regulated by national laws. So kid gets to stab a dolphin.
I think it's whale organized, to say the least here. According to the ship here, they say we're incredibly disappointed that the hunt occurred at the time that our ship was in port. We strongly object to this outdated practice, and they've been working with the orca community in order to stop this. And, of course, the porpoise is also involved here, too.
Absolutely, but I just feel that whale meat, the reason why you ate the whale meat was because you had nothing else to
exactly.
eat.
And you just literally needed to eat fat because your body
you
was so starved, you just needed to go right to the source of life, which is lard.
So I feel like nowadays, we don't have to, but I feel like I do understand. Ha. You know, it's just everybody's mad.
Everyone's
but you wanted
mad.
To do the cruise, and I would consider that as a part of this. Think about this. No one else gets to see a massive whale culling. No one gets to see that.
Right.
Now you got to. And that's cool. You got to see a bunch of whales get their cores gutted out.
Well, and to that point, Henry.
They should learn about this.
To that point, you're going to come into our house. This is what we do on Tuesdays.
This is what we do
Tuesday. I hope you like fucking farty bean Tuesdays because that's what we do in our house. We eat beans and we fart at each other. You came here.
You asked to be in my home.
That being said, is farty bean Tuesday really necessary?
I don't know.
It's a tradition.
Again, it's just that house. It's that farty bean Tuesday.
Right, because there's only 53,000 people. So this is a small-ass town.
It's very small.
But I just feel bad because I also
even they're saying it's bad for you. Pile of whale meat and blubber contains protein, iron, carnitine, and vitamins, right? But then it has high levels of mercury and PCBs, which is like, that's the pollution. That's literally ocean pollution. The whales just like suck into their bodies that you just eat because they eat the big swaths of the weird like microscopic little kelpies.
Did we talk about this in last week's episode? The whale's revenge that we saw where they were just taking over
it's
ships?
All over.
They know that they are being hunted.
They know.
And also, what is so interesting going on right now, and I'm not necessarily against it, a lot of shark love out there.
I believe in shark love. But this is we're seeing what we talked about now, our dumb little history series, the Essex.
Yes.
Like, that it's
fun.
Real. That this shit's real. That the whales have been exhibiting this behavior for a long time. And now it's kind of in a little bit, I don't know if it's just more people are reporting on it, more people are alive to witness it and are experiencing it, or is there an uptick in whale offensive maneuvering against human boats?
I think there's a downtick as well in the whale population, which is also why people are like, guys, let's give them a reprieve.
Yes.
But anyway, so that must have been a fun fucking day.
Well, just the
for
smell
those people,
of all
just,
the,
oh, the smell, the whale sounds. Boy. Yeah. And just the person with that little sunscreen on their nose, just wanting to have it. So sometimes life comes at you fast.
It does.
Because sometimes you want to have a nice little vacation, but all you find, nothing but trouble. Actually, in this case, nothing but blubber.
Nothing but blubbles.
Nothing but blubber. Oh, that's the name of our next tour. Nothing but blubber. Oh,
welcome. We're going to be there 2024. We're going to come to your fucking city, you fucking pieces of shit.
Maybe.
We are. Some places.
Yeah, we can't just say we're going to come to your city.
We don't know which
there's
going to
be someone who writes us an email and I'll be like, I'm in Florida, blah, 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 blah. And then you guys didn't come to my town of 10.
No, and you're like,
you
I
guys
wish we
said
could.
You were going to come to every town.
No, I wish that we could. All right. We're not Tom Segura.
No.
We have to see our families.
Also, I don't know. I'm very proud of Mr. Segura.
Oh, he's crazy. His tour is crazy.
Live from your grave.
All right.
I want to talk a little bit about our favorite bitch. Ghislaine Maxwell
having problems
in prison, which makes me smile. Like, I like this little bit of an update corner we've had recently with Larry Nassar getting stabbed. The Ghislaine Maxwell has gained a new fun nickname, Prison Karen.
All right, but I'm going to say this. I'm a little bit, I think the term is a little overused.
She gave out 400 complaints.
Well, what
I didn't know you could do. I didn't know they had a complaint department in jail.
You know what? Well, I think we're going to change the name, though, to it Tracy. You know, because I've met some good Karens.
I'm Karen Freed, a very good friend of mine.
Karen Fian, a very funny comedian.
Bear love Karen, but she's a Karen, not a Karen.
That's right, and she'll correct you.
Yes.
But I always felt like Tracy's were always out there kind of being mean.
Tracy's can be real mean, too. Don't get me wrong. Okay. But sometimes I feel like Karen, sometimes it's you see the haircut. When I see a Karen, I imagine, you know, the haircut where they do a thing where they have like this panel.
Of course.
Like they have a panel of hair that sort of sticks all the way up, and then they somehow create the rest of it into a sort of a swoop, so it's hard and soft.
It's like Anne from Food Network. Not that she's a Karen.
She is a Karen. She's actually been labeled several times as a difficult person. She's had several full kitchen staffs mutiny against her.
Okay. Whatever the name of that one chick is from that one show where it's like 10 kids and counting and she hated her fucking husband.
Kate plus 8.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kate.
Yeah,
so
also,
anyway,
well, yeah,
Ghislaine is not, so these are, so when we say filing complaints, like our Larry Lawton, a man who we had a chance to interview, prison jewel thief, he would file complaints against the prison system.
Sure.
Because of human rights
being
violations.
Being treated unfairly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But Ghislaine seems to just be upset with other prisoners, which is gonna get her killed.
I'm gonna put her in solitary. Gonna maybe ask that. I have two things. Is she demanding to be murdered? Maybe. Is she trying to get isolation? I think that would be easier than you think. I thought it would be much easier, but she's in a 4-person cube. And so she's dealing with them. So her above cot neighbor is a trans individual by the name of Batman, who has been having extremely loud sex above her cot and has been leaving their boxers and socks to dry on the edge of her cot. And Ghislaine has been complaining about this again and again and again. But she's then been doing her own protest by no longer showering because she's afraid of getting assaulted in the showers, well, which no one has even threatened. They even said that. They're all like, no one's even threatened because she's so high profile. No one wants to deal with her. Like,
I mean, it would make you famous.
It would, but it's just most people in prison are just trying to get the fuck out.
Right. And so she's obviously in a 4-unit, sounds like a cube. These people probably aren't murderers. They tend to, it is what it is. But I would be surprised if the people that she was with are lifers, because if they are a lifer, that's when you just get killed because they're like, what the fuck is the difference? I'm here anyway.
But they're calling her Max in jail. Max has been threatening people. It seems like what she's trying to figure out is how to get herself alone in her cube. So she's been complaining about all these various things. Then eventually one roommate of hers threatened to beat her to death with a sock and a padlock. And then she complained about that, got her out. Right. So they're like, they don't know what the hell that's going to do. She's in jail she's supposed to serve 20 years, which I hope she serves every fucking minute of it.
Well, Ghislaine says that she would hear heavy grunts and moans as she was trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then she said the beds aren't bolted down, so they rock back from side to side and make a lot of noise.
But she has complained about the lackluster vegan menu options.
Oh,
she has complained about unfair treatment in general and demanded the jail authorities give her immediate access to black hair dye.
Yes. Okay. Interestingly enough, I'm not sure if black hair dye
is
a constitutional right.
She even bagged plush hypoallergenic bedding after grumbling to staff that the standard issue prison pillows were triggering her allergies. So she's saying about her allergies, she says that she hasn't been kept up because she's on suicide watch. All people looking for her being on suicide watch, so she's afraid she can't go to sleep, which I can see that's a problem. That's also what Jeffrey Epstein complained of before his end.
Before his end, indeed. So she did get Batman removed from the cell, but then somebody else came
in. They're coming right in.
And they're like, Ghislaine, you stink. So technically, she's the bad. She's the Jeremy Piven. This is PCU. Jeremy Piven. David Spade, go to sleep. She's the bad roommate.
But listen, this is the type of jail shit she's got to deal with. Two Cuban inmates who were thrown into solitary confinement after Maxwell bitched them out. They found out that she has this strict vegan, appetite, whatever, this fucking bullshit. She has this menu she must follow. She had an arrangement. This is Ghislaine Maxwell. Had an arrangement with a kitchen worker who would slip her extra fruit, vegetables, tofu, and they realized, they found this out, and they thought that we could extort Ghislaine Maxwell with this information.
Right.
And they sent Maxwell a letter demanding $360 worth of items from her commissary allowance, but then Ghislaine Maxwell flipped on them. As you should know, that's what she does.
She is indeed a flipper, much like those creatures that are being killed on that island.
I can't believe it. She should be thrown in a lake and get stabbed with a fucking hook.
Well, let's let her live and enjoy the fruits of her hard labor hunting children for a corrupt man and industry.
I want to go into a little bit of I got some toe sucker updates, but I feel like we're at time for Hero of the Week.
We could. You can do a toe sucker update. There's also this one story in Kentucky, almost Ed Gein-esque. Did you see that? This guy's got a bunch of fucking human skulls and bones.
This guy.
And he said they were only James my dead Knott. Friends.
Yeah, James Knott. They went to go pick him up. He is a part of the illegal body part industry that we've covered up. We've talked about several times on Side Stories and in last podcast on the left. And we talked a little bit about the connections to the Harvard School of Medicine. And this was one of the guys.
Yeah, speaking of Epstein.
This guy, James Knott, was one of the body part fence guys.
So
his job was to sell body parts for these various counterparts that were working for Harvard Medical School.
Speaking of smells, I don't know what this house would smell like. 40 human skulls, spinal cords.
Well, you've been to Marcus's home.
I know, but he doesn't have this. This guy would make Marcus salivate.
Bones have no smell.
Yeah, but they everything gives something and it only meant something.
I was in when we went to the to the catacombs.
Oh, the cat. Oh, I'm too big.
But in Paris, it is really interesting because there truly was no smell. There was no smell. Smell like paper because they're so old. They're so old. But the Mütter Museum smells like embalming fluid, and I almost threw up the last time.
Yes, because I was very hungover, and I didn't realize what I was walking into.
I should not. You don't go. If you can't really handle the smell of open formaldehyde, you really, that's the only thing about the Mütter Museum.
It's a great
museum. It's a fantastic place.
Yes.
Just, I got to stop going hungover. I've done it twice now.
It's always the day after a show.
It's always when I'm ready. That's when I'm like my day, my free day. That's when I can go do it. But then it's like, I'm getting weak. I'm going to start putting Vaseline on my nose like we're corpse collectors at 9/11.
Everywhere
we go.
That's sad. So anyway, he went by the pseudonym William Burke. And I don't know. It's very strange.
Oh, yeah.
So
he also sold some guns. He had some guns in there. I think that also adds to this. He had hearts, brains, lungs, two fetuses in a jar. He was a real charming guy.
Yeah.
This was a guy, William Burke, was also the name of one of the grave robbers from Edinburgh that was very famous that we covered from Burke and Hare. That was one of the guys that the old days. So he had a bit of a cheek to him, didn't he?
Indeed he did. All right. Let's try to find a fucking hero.
Good luck.
What do we got today?
I'm never here till the end of the show. And it's gotta come now, cause Kessler's gotta talk, cause if not, we got nothing to show. We need a hero.
Empty supermarkets. Hero of the week is an empty supermarket.
Sad.
That turned it. Wow. No, that's not sad.
That's a sign of a failing economy.
No, because an empty supermarket. Oh, that's sad. What's not? Turning it into an indoor skate park for the community.
That's really
Isn't that nice? It's open to skateboarders,
BMXers. The supermarket didn't do that.
Yes, it did.
But the building itself didn't choose it.
It did. So skateboarders, BMXers, scooter riders, and rollerbladers, if you want to be, they are now at an abandoned Sainsbury's. Apparently it's a restaurant or a supermarket in the UK.
Yeah, UK. So they're
and
just in an abandoned
skate park.
But it's just an abandoned store.
Yes, it is now.
And they're just skating around
it. But now it's not. So the founder and skater at Pitt Street, his name is Jacob Skinner. It's a cool name for a skater, right?
I feel like the hero here is like skating.
No, it's the location in which people are doing these things. As a child, he says, skateboarding was my outlet, and I want to give others the opportunity to use it in a positive way. So there you go. It's no longer full of ham and eggs. It's full of people having a nice time, trying not to skin their knees and look sexy for the gals.
You know, good. Because part of me wonders, again, I have a lot of questions, but why attack today?
No, don't attack today.
I don't need to
attack.
I don't need to attack
you.
We're
attacked from the west to the east. We've been attacked from the south and the north. Why don't we not attack today?
I don't need to be attacking you from the inside.
He says.
Because, again, yeah, I'm having trouble grasping.
Yeah, of course you are.
But I do.
That's why you can't handle, that's why you don't do the segment.
But I like kids having fun.
He says, we are really passionate about changing the view of skateboarding. Apparently there's a negative view of skateboarding in the community. It's also so important to remember that.
Well, yeah, it's because it's a crime. It's a noise ordinance issue. I hate seeing all these kids with their long shorts.
He also finishes it out with a lie, but it is nice that he said it. He says, it's also important to remember, you're never too old to skate.
You are.
Well, you are.
Well, not socially, but physically.
Physically. And then also, too old to learn how to skate. If you haven't learned by the time you're 20 to skate, that's past.
I actually don't know. We'll find out. Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. What have you overcome? What are your challenges?
It seems like it reeks of midlife crisis.
Well, it depends. You know what it is? It's like, I'm totally down. If you're skateboarding over 40, especially if you always did it, I'm totally cool.
Yeah, have always done it.
You know what the key is? Don't add braces. That was used to see in Brooklyn all the time. You'd see a guy in a Razor scooter show up with those like clear braces on. And he's just this is not good. You're going to try to fuck my girlfriend.
Well, yeah, you're not allowed near schools. Know. So some of the kids in the community, they have a group. There's one called the Silver Surfers and another one called the Teeny Boppers, which I don't like.
I just hope it's not a bunch of old men.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the...
There's a bunch of old men dressed up like Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
I think that will be straight. Again, but you know what? I'm not attacking. I'm not yucking your yum. If that's what you need to do. fucking whatever the fuck it is.
Former Sainsbury supermarket, you're hero of the week.
You know what? Good for you, Sainsbury market. Mm. That obviously at some point will be purchased by somebody and this might all end.
Oh, I mean, it's closed, I think.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, because then they're going to realize...
Not a lot of people went to Sainsbury for their...
There's somebody who's going to be like, you're doing what with my what?
Yeah. It would be fun if they kept all the... It'd be fun if they... I hope they kept some of the snacks around.
Yeah, that would be cool, honestly.
Yes, indeed.
That would be cool. Like, it was Last of Us.
Yes. Oh.
Now, let me... I'm going to read some of this email here. And we talk a lot about toe sucking recently. And it's just in the fucking air. Mud.
We put a mirror up to society.
Dude, did you see there's now a fucking movie called Quicksand about mud? Dangerous mud?
This is what happens when everyone goes on strike?
I need to make my own stuff. I need to make my own movies because that should have been me.
Someone's just listening and then they're just like, now it's a movie about mud.
Well, I mean, obviously this must have been a year ago, but now we've only just started talking about mud. But now I'm thinking about mud a lot. And I've gotten so many emails still to this day about how dangerous mud is.
There's a lot of mud heads out there.
It's very scary. I don't know why. I need more houses, less mud.
I agree.
There we go. So
run for president.
Again, we're back to last week. We talked a lot about toe sucking and it's just... Do you know what it is about hard about the crime of toe sucking is that it depends on the police officers because some of them just don't take it seriously at all.
You better take it seriously because I'd fucking freak out.
Oh, yes.
An invasion of privacy.
Oh, yes. So here we go. I was listening to Side Stories this week and I figured I would share my encounter with the Toe Suck Fairy of Arkansas. I'm a provider at a university hospital specializing in orthotics and prosthetics. In short, I build and fit fake limbs and custom braces. But a year ago, I received a call from a patient that was supposed to go to one of my female colleagues. It was especially strange because he claimed to be a prosthetic patient of hers, but she was a new hire and hadn't seen any prosthetic patients yet. I ended up grabbing my colleague and throwing the patient on speakerphone. As she started to try and get more information about his medical history, it became more evasive and started to ask some more explicit questions. Do you like working with stumps? Will you rub my stumps? Huh. Do you think stumps are sexy?
Okay.
Do you think my stumps are sexy? Right?
Wow.
He gave on this act towards the end, and he straight up at the very end, hey, let me suck them toes to this woman,
okay.
Right, on the call.
Because he didn't have any toes.
No, yeah, I guess. Who knows? Which understandably made her uncomfortable, as he had already specifically had asked for her and had some of her professional information. He somehow found out this new, brand new hot woman that was working at the clinic and decided he wanted to suck her toes and he wormed his way in there. And we ended up sending the recording and his info to campus police, who tracked his phone number to a small city a state away in Arkansas. They put us on a conference call with the local sheriff in Arkansas to file a report. The sheriff seemed pretty disinterested about trying to find some random guy in some other county, blah, blah, blah. And he was harassing hospital employees. He didn't understand his state away.
Yeah, it can lead to something very dangerous.
Until we mentioned the context.
Yeah.
As soon as we mentioned feet, toes, the sheriff exclaimed, oh, that's Michael.
Whoa.
The sheriff went on to explain that he'd been in communication with the Toe Suck Fairy of Arkansas. Apparently, he's been arrested several times in the past for similar offenses. And this is a whole thing. So this guy turned out to be a gigantic. This is a foot and toe based villain.
Wow.
He's a villain.
A super villain.
This came out in 2011. In an update in 2017, he called himself the Toe Suck Fairy, right?
Huh.
More than 10 years after he attained local infamy for sucking women's toes and threatening to amputate their feet, Michael Wyatt, 50, was behind bars again after two women claimed he asked to slurp on their digits. Really fun stuff. The legend toe sucker is now in custody. All right, two women picked from a photo line as the man who approached them in local stores commenting on their feet and asking to suck on their toes. Now, this guy, he said that one woman was saying that she was outside her apartment and a man came up to her and grabbed her toes, a man with no legs,
okay.
Grabbed her toes and started sucking on them, right? The third
down
woman
there,
didn't pick up line. He got a whole rap sheet. He was in jail for impersonating a podiatrist to fondle and suck a woman's foot in a department store. And then they just put him on probation.
Huh. Okay.
And then he said that he served 1 year in prison for threatening a convenience store clerk that he'd chop off her foot and suck her toes while she bled to death.
Well, now, why would you say that while you're at the store?
I don't think it's very charming.
No.
He then got in trouble again in 1999 for flashing photographs of women's feet to another woman and asking her if she'd like him to cut her feet off.
Well, no.
And so this guy's out there just sucking on toes. Okay. Well, looking for toes, hungry for toes, horny for feet.
If I'm the sheriff, I just, you know, I would say put a pin in it. You know, keep an eye on him.
I feel like this guy, yeah. You might want to keep a bit of a look-see upon him.
Just keep a look-see. Have someone with real nice feet walk by the house, see how he reacts every now and again. All right.
And here's another. Let me do a little abduction story.
Sure.
This is the first time I've ever tried to put the story into written words. But this memory has always stuck with me. Stuck hard. I assure you it is 100% true. It wasn't until recently that I had started giving it more thought. When I was little, probably around 5 or 6, I remember a night when I was staying at my grandma's, a frequent thing at the time, in a room with my little sister. We had bunk beds, and I was always on the top bunk. And as many times I'd woken up there and was able to feel my way out of the pitch black to go down and go to get my snack or go to the bathroom, this one night I had a dream that I got out of bed and I went to find the door, only to realize that the walls were smooth and devoid of any sort of thing that I should have found along that wall. And I followed it for a long time. No dressers, no closet doors, no windowsills. At which point I started to panic. I began screaming and banging on the walls, which to my child self seemed like an hour. But then all of a sudden, a light came on, and it was my grandma on the opposite side of the room than I figured I was. And my little sister was now adjacent to me, doing the same thing I was, clawing at the wall in a panic with tears streaming down her face. This is a memory I held on to about last year. I'm about to be 32. My sister and I recently got to talking, and I was surprised to learn she even remembered it at all, because she would have only been about 4 at the time. But she could have sworn that she was the one who woke me and recalled having the same nightmare. Now, I haven't been able to stop thinking if there's something to that, but we both had somewhat supernatural experiences our whole lives, but my sister in particular seems to have been followed by ghosts until she was into her late 20s. Maybe it's the alien enthusiast in me that makes it feel more like a tandem abduction.
Well, could be, or indeed you were abducted. That's it.
Oh, wow.
All right. Wow. Yep. It's either a fantasy or you are abducted.
You're very scary.
Yeah.
That makes me afraid.
All right, everyone.
All right, a couple of things. All right, we got Murderfest. September 23rd, Dynasty Typewriter. I think it's already sold out.
Fantastic.
But I don't know whether or not we're going to do another date. We'll find that out. We'll put it out there.
I can't wait. Not to honk your horn, but I've been watching some old Murderfest sketches. And truly, for those that don't know, Murderfest is the greatest sketch group of all time. So come and check it out.
Can't wait.
They are going to have... It's just such a fun fucking show. Obviously, again, it's probably sold out. So if you didn't get tickets...
We'll find out.
Who knows? Maybe do another fucking show, guys.
There might be. And then we have a couple other... We've got a lot coming this year. I'm so excited. We got fucking LPN show, 1020. That is in San Diego. The Balboa. Go check us out. It's going to be fucking awesome. Everybody's going to be there. We're going to have some other special events. We're figuring that out. We haven't set all that in stone yet. And November 4th, we're doing the Palace in Los Angeles. And we're going to be live streaming that. And I can't wait. Man, come check it out.
The last show for Mamma Mia. Here we go again. Been a 10-year tour.
Oh, yeah.
And then I will be this Sunday. I'll be in Las Vegas. So come and check that out. And then the boys are going to be over at Comic-Con. So we're splitting our ways here. So we'll be all over the state.
We can't wait, man.
All over the states, I guess.
The states. We're doing it, man. We're with a constant presence. You're not going to live every day. Yeah, sure, you want to suck toes. But maybe you don't suck somebody else's toes, right? Maybe you can laugh your way to the bank sucking on your own goddamn toes. Right? Because what I would do is just think about this. I'm going to love this advice. Shave one foot. Just for dudes. Make that foot as hot as you could make your own foot.
Well, he might like the hair.
I don't think that they do.
Well, I don't know.
Depends.
I'm not sure.
I don't think that they do. And you work on that foot until that foot's the foot you want to fuck. Right?
Yes, indeed.
Now you got foot on tap. Or what I would say is buy a prosthetic foot. Sex doll. Something that you could suck on that fucking doll's foot and you can put it in a bunch of different positions. Now those dolls, I think you can buy a doll with like a surprised or like mad or disgusted face.
Yeah.
Which is great for you.
I guess so.
You
know what I mean?
Because then you can have it go like have that look of like, ah,
it's written in an article.
Which is what you want.
Sometimes they're going to make these robot girlfriends almost alive.
I'm fine with it.
That's something.
I think it's going to help people.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
It could.
It might.
At least I feel like, you know, put it on that doll. Suck on that doll's feet. Or just fucking, I don't know, man. Just get the fuck over it. You know, just like fix your life, dude.
Okay.
Think about your shit.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you all so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations.
You leave my goddamn feet alone unless you want to fucking, because I know what the boys want.
I don't think you're going
to
be
my milk foot brings all the boys to the yard. That's what I call it, my milk foot, because I got to drain it.
So, all right. Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye. Bye.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.